It's 7:04. Good morning. I'm Kirsten Kendrick with KNKX News. In initial results from yesterday's election, we begin with statewide measures this morning. First, Initiative 976, the Tim Eymann-backed proposal to limit car tabs to $30, is leading in early returns, 56% to 44%. Mary Kay Clunies Ross is a spokesperson for the opposition coalition. She says those against the measure are not ready to give up hope.
Well, we'd certainly like it to be more decisively in our favor, of course, or at least closer. But, you know, again, there's so many ballots, thousands of ballots left to be counted that certainly nobody is giving up hope at this point.
She says if the measure passes, it would affect Washington residents by delaying road construction and increasing traffic. Washington voters are narrowly rejecting a new affirmative action law, but the final outcome remains too close to call. Hayok Kim was one of the leaders of the campaign to defend affirmative action at the ballot. She says referendum measures can be confusing to voters and adds that if her side ultimately loses, it shouldn't end the debate over affirmative action in Washington.
You know, I think everyone recognizes where the challenges were ahead. So will that then translate into, you know, legislators not touching affirmative action issues for the next 20 years? I certainly hope not, and I certainly don't expect it.
Meanwhile, opponents of affirmative action say they are cautiously optimistic that their repeal effort will succeed. If it does, they say the message from voters to lawmakers is that the state should not treat people differently based on race. In Seattle, City Council incumbent Kshama Sawant is losing in early returns. Her opponent, Egan Orion, is ahead 54% to 46%. KNKX reporter Paula Whistle has that story.
There were cheers at Egan Orion's election night party on Seattle's Capitol Hill, although he cautioned his supporters there are still a lot of ballots to be counted.
We're going to have to wait another few days to go to get that call.
Orion told the crowd, unlike Sawant, he'll address local issues that affect people who live in District 3.
Rather than focusing on a national movement.
For her part, socialist Kshama Sawant says it's important to do more, pointing to the work of Senator Bernie Sanders and New York Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
By being willing to use your position as an organ of a larger movement.
The race drew national attention after Amazon poured money in to defeat Sawant. Sanders and other national figures condemned the move. Paula Whistle, KNKX News.
In other Seattle City Council races, Alex Peterson leads by 16 percentage points in Northeast Seattle, and in the Southeast, Tammy Morales leads by 12 points. In the other two open races, just over 200 votes separate Jim Pugel and Andrew Lewis in the west central part of the city, and Dan Strauss leads in Northwest Seattle by about 1,100 votes. Incumbents Lisa Herbold and Deborah Juarez are leading in West and North Seattle, respectively. More results at the bottom of the hour and at knkx.org.